In this eighth in the series of 9 short ideas, I continue to explore the inspiration of the late Abraham Heschel, who was asked 10 days before he died what he would say to the youth of the world. And he said this: remember that there is meaning beyond absurdity. Know that every deed counts, that every word has power. And above all, remember that you must build your life as if it were a work of art. Here in this eighth part, I look at the challenge of every word has power. Part 8, every word has power. In my 19th summer, working in international youth work in Austria, I discovered a new and powerful life force: words. To be specific, the power of positive words. I knew surely the power of negative words, the ones spoken into my face by those I'd expected love from, and the equally negative words that I had spoken over myself. I'd been working in the youth centre, a recovered old schloss or castle that dated back to the 12th century, for about 2 weeks. It was one Saturday morning, changeover day, with 150 beds that needed fresh duvets. I set to my task with a contented focus. Halfway through the morning, someone more senior on the staff called and asked to chat with me for a moment. So I stopped what I was doing and I caught the serious look on their face. Had I done something wrong? Had I missed something? What they said to me on that August morning was a drop of water to a thirsty soul. They said to me how much they valued my work and my attitude under pressure. No one in my life had ever said those kind of words to me before. At the end of the summer, I was asked to have tea with the founder and the director of the centre, and he was equally affirming, so much so that he asked me to come back again for a full summer the following year to take charge of the visiting groups from across Europe. The words of both people told me that I'd been seen, I'd been noticed, I had potential, I was doing something worthwhile. Every word has power. When Heschel spoke these words, he knew the hunger in every young person's heart to hear affirmations like, "You have amazing potential. You can do this. You're really gifted in this area." Positive words are a powerful mirror to our lives. They tell us that someone has seen us, they've noticed us, are interested in us, and want to help us on our journey. Every word spoken carries an energy charge, positive or negative. Every word we speak to others, and every word others speak to us, they all have the power to change us. Not just change the words inside our heads, but change the very motivation and the energy that this generates in our lives. Words can change the world. In AD 404, the young Telemachus stood up in the Colosseum in Rome and shouted, "No, stop!" to the senseless, gratuitous massacres of the gladiator fights. His defiant yell, those words to the heart of power, brought about his own martyrdom, but also instantly emptied the whole stadium and saw the quick collapse of this so-called sport across the whole empire. When Greta Thunberg spoke truth to power at the United Nations in late 2018, it was the beginning of a youth movement around the world against climate change. Words can also pull us down. Our own inner critics pile more aggressive, abusive words upon ourselves than many street gangs do with their fists. We tolerate, within our own heads, what we would not stand for if we heard someone talking to another person like that. Youth pour scornful and shameful words on each other in the playgrounds of schools, streets, and Facebook pages. Everyday TV shows fill us with bleak conversations, words of unhappiness and disruption. Richard Rohr tells us how he stopped watching a famous American TV sitcom as he realized that for 30 minutes, the humor was all based on put-downs, sarcasm, and cynicism. And these are the words that young people are being taught to imitate. People learn to use their words to make themselves feel good at someone else's expense. There are the words of criticism that tell us that we aren't much good at something, or that we failed to measure up to some arbitrary standard. My neighbour was once publicly shamed by her head teacher in front of the whole school assembly for her singing voice. Those words framed her view of herself as a singer for the rest of her life, and from that day on she could never bring herself to join a choir, even though she had a lovely voice. Silent words, absent words, words not spoken that we long to hear, all have got the same power to hurt us. When we receive these kinds of words, we shrink inwards. We defend, we protect, we build walls, we distance, we try to project ourselves as invulnerable. Names will never hurt me, we say, becomes the persona that we want to portray. Young people live in a world that stockpiles words, builds mountains out of words. There is no silence. Social media proliferates words in a way that are powerful and yet dismissed in seconds by further words. Heschel says to these same young people, pause, reflect. Every single word that you say, directed at yourself or someone else, will have the power to lift them up or knock them down. So use every single word. Assess your choice of every single word, knowing that you can change lives for the good every time you open your mouth. Just as you love the life-changing words of others spoken to you. Words are liberators. All words have got that kind of power.